My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sox front office report this week with Craig Breslow coming up in 10 minutes at 9. We have two remaining GHS live shows this summer. Next one is at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River. I'm very excited about going there. I hear amazing things about it. Never been on the south coast of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. That is a week from tomorrow.
I looked it up too. It's right on the water.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Great show to watch on Twitch. Great show to watch on YouTube. And I hope you will all come out and join us that morning. That's a week from Friday. And there's a big charity cigarette boat event that is going on. We're going to get Wiggy out on a cigarette boat.
We'll see.
You have to do it. I mean, you have to. We'll limit how fast they go, but you're going to have to get those things. You used to watch Miami Vice.
Yes.
Miami Vice came up this morning from a caller brought up Miami Vice for whatever reason.
I know him as a speedboat, right? I know they call him cigarette boats.
Oh, they go.
Like, I know those things fly.
You stand My problem up, you is. You have to stand up in them. Your problem is when they come out of the air and come back down. Yeah.
Yeah. My problem is it goes
terrifying.
Up because you've seen the ones that go up. And then they get caught, and then the next thing you know...
Yes. All right, so that is August 2nd, Friday.
Good menu, too. Wow.
Good menu at the spot?
Wow, yes. Yeah. Some stuffies.
Oh, yeah. Stuffies are like a bigger version. They're a Rhode Island thing, bigger version of Clamp's Casino, which I was accused of being old for ordering last night.
Well, that's not the biggest reason, but you are old.
Yeah. And then... Sam Adams is throwing this show a fifth birthday party, and that will happen on the following Friday at the Sam Adams Tap Room in Faneuil Hall. That's Friday, August 9th. So I hope you will come out for that as well. And we'll have all of the birthday fun at Sam Adams. This is Alex from New Hampshire. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Greg. Hey, everybody.
What's up?
It's Butter Guy.
Hey, Butter Guy. What's up, Butter Guy?
It's been a long time. I just had a question about Alex Cora. Do you think that he signed this deal with the front office, you know, maybe talking to him saying, hey, we'll let you, you know, help this team out? Or do you think he signed it, you know, strictly for the money? What do you think about that?
We've been discussing that all morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was, in fact, Courtney's lead at 6:30 or so this morning when we got to Leeds. And Courtney believes, I don't want to speak for you, but you believe that he got some sort of assurance from Craig Breslow and the ownership that they were going to do something this season, or he would not have signed.
I don't think it's a hope that they're going to add. I think it's a commitment that they're going
but
to
it could
add
just
this
be,
season.
I've said it could just be so much money. It's $7 million a year. It's not $8 million a year.
I co-signed with Courtney.
But then Curtis said he could just wait and get that money anywhere else at the end of the season.
Courtney's spot on. They definitely gave him like a stamp of approval, like we're getting you some help.
And a caller brought up at the start of the show, Craig Breslow. We'll get all this from Craig Breslow in 5 minutes anyway, but he said during the game last night that they do want to add.
Right.
So,
Craig.
I think it's good news.
The writing's on the wall. He said he wanted to add. He told Jones and Mego and Arcan that he was not going to talk contract during the season, no matter the number. Mm-hmm. Arcan tweeted it yesterday that Jones had asked specifically, everyone has a number.
Right.
And Cora said no. He was not. So something had to have changed to allow that conversation to take place and for him to actually sign.
We're going for it, is what they told him. Plus, we'll give you a deal.
Why only 3 years? You think that's the Red Sox or you think that's Alex Cora?
I think that's the Sox. I think it's probably both of them.
Yeah, because it's one of those things where you look at it and go, all right, this is a short window where the expectations are they're going to win relatively soon because of the length of the deal. So I think I'm with Courtney. I think it's a combination of both. But I think it might have been more Red Sox than Cora, where they say, hey, we're going to give you 3 years. We're going to help you out. Here's your window. Do what needs to be done.
You don't think somebody suggested earlier that he has designs on moving up and being a front office guy?
I don't think Breslow's making anywhere near $7 million a year.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think he would make that as a front office guy. And he's still relatively young in the world of managing. You know, he's only 48 years old. So 3 years, he's still going to be like in the peak of his managing age. And when's he want to move up the ranks, I guess, into being a guy in the front office? I would think that, you know, that'd be more to later in his 50s.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so you're looking at 3 years beyond this. So he has two more seasons after this one where he would not be a lame duck. I think that's usually the duration of these.
Right.
And but then, you're happy with it, even though you've been critical of Alex Cora all season.
Yeah, because they're making a commitment to a manager that everybody in that clubhouse likes, and they're saying, hey, guys, here's the manager. This is the guy that's going to be around for the kind of future moving forward within the next, 3 years, so players now know what to expect.
Yep.
This is Tina from Medway. What's up, Tina?
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. I just wanted to call in about you guys going to the Tipsy Seagull next week.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've had our boat at Borden Light Marina, which is right next door, for years and years and years, and I know Wiggy's kind of afraid of going on boats, fast ones.
He's terrified.
Yeah, so my husband and I wanted to invite you guys out after the road show on our boat.
Oh, okay.
Which is, we won't go as fast as the cigarette boats, we promise, but we could get you out on the water. It's beautiful out there.
Okay, is it whale-proof?
No whales in the Taunton River, I promise.
Do you have a life vest for Wiggy?
That will
fit. Many, many life vests.
There you go. All right.
Okay.
Safety first.
All right, good. We'll see you there on Friday, and then we'll go out afterwards.
We'll definitely be there.
Okay, awesome.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
He has always known somebody with a boat.
Yeah,
I have a question. Are we driving day of?
Yes.
Yep. So get
on. Gotta leave early, Curtis.
Gotta leave a little bit early.
How long will that take?
About 45 minutes.
Hour and 10 minutes. I just looked. Hour and 10.
But are you doing right from now, or are you doing no traffic?
Well, I'm doing it from now.
Yeah, no traffic. Probably take you about 45, 50 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, cool. Awesome.
Because at that time in the morning, take you 30 minutes to get to Brockton, and then another 20 minutes past Brockton?
Yeah, 30 plus 20 would equal 50.
Curtis, I'll drive you down in the Red Turtle if you want.
No, it's not looking for anybody to do it for me. I'm just, just glad that everybody's getting something out of it except us. Usually the case. Maybe they'll throw in an app.
It'll probably be about the distance of when we stayed. You didn't stay.
Yeah, I didn't stay.
What was that? Beachcomber. when we stayed at the hotel.
I liked when we stayed in Springfield to go to Maine. That was fun.
All right. I'm guessing a very happy Craig Breslow, mm-hmm. who got a deal done with Alex Cora, will join us next.
Craig.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.